What's up, everyone? I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on today's show, we're going to talk about how to quit your job thanks to performing assets. So you can get out of that 9-to-5, not have to commute anymore, 2 hours to and from work, but you can do this thanks to cash flow. And I think, you know, given what we've all gone through in the year 2020, this is a great time to really think about how can I reposition my life so that I could, you know, spend more time with my kids, be at home, and have cash flow coming in every month from real estate. We're going to teach you how to do that on today's show. But first, before we get there, I want to lay out the three types of income, because this is a good foundational place for us to start. This is something they're never going to teach you in school. That's what we teach you here to do on the channel, so please subscribe. There are three types of income that exist. Now, most of you probably have earned income. That's number one. That's where you trade time for money. You work for somebody else, a W-2 job. You pay your taxes. You pay a payroll tax. You have a 401k, and you're earning income. That's the first type. And I would argue that that's the worst type because you're in the highest tax bracket. You're going to pay the most in taxes. And quite honestly, the government doesn't really reward you. You know, when we had that most recent round of tax cuts in 2016 under President Trump, the people that worked a day job, 9-to-5 job, got hurt the most. They didn't get anything. That's because government doesn't reward employees. And we'll get there in a minute. I'll explain. The second type of income is portfolio income. It's a little bit better, but still not my favorite because it's transactional. What do I mean? I mean, portfolio income is buying a property that I'm going to fix up and flip, and I sell it. Now, I don't have a job, but I'm working my butt off with contractors to fix and find and fix a property and flip it, right? Well, guess what? I'm paying an enormous amount of capital gains on that flip after I sell that property. The same thing is true with portfolio income from stocks. That's how most people think of portfolio income. I buy stocks at a certain price. I sell them. I make a profit. That's called capital gains. And then I pay the federal government on those profits. Again, it's transactional. You're only as good as your last trade. You're only as good as your last flip. And you have to look for that next trade. You have to look for that next flip. I don't like it. I don't like it now. I don't want to be a part of it. The third way to make income is passive income. And passive income really is, I have a rental property. A tenant lives in that property. And that tenant every month pays me cash flow to live in that property. Maybe it's $1,000 a month. One of my properties just rented yesterday for $1,100 a month. Small, three-bedroom, two-bath house. Beautiful place that we just renovated. Cash flow is $1,100 a month. I'll get that every month from that tenant. That's passive income. Now, let me just say as a caveat, I know that passive income over the past few years has gotten a bad rap. The idea is that there's no such thing as passive, that you always have to be working for money. And what I want to say about passive income is that it is true that we spend time every month nurturing our portfolio. We look at our houses. We look at our cash flow. This property is in a tenant turnover. This one is, we just got a new tenant in it. You're always massaging your portfolio and nurturing it and taking care of it, okay? So yes, in that way, it's not passive. But guess what? I'm not getting up and driving 2 hours on the freeway to get to an office and then come home in traffic and not get to see my kids and earn the same and trading time for money. Every month, cash flow is coming in from that property. So yes, it's not passive in the sense that I'm not setting it and forgetting it like those old Ron Popeil infomercials from the 80s or 90s, you know, just put the chicken in and set it and forget it. No, you need to pay attention to paying your property taxes and working with your, you know, working with your team to make sure that cash flow is proper. You know, the way that we worked seemingly changed overnight. You know, our teams are now dispersed all around the world. And that's the beauty of being able to have a team that you can rely on. And no one's better at this than Fiverr. We continually use Fiverr to get freelancers that do digital products for us to create programming, copywriting, design, film editing, everything you can think of. I've used Fiverr.com for years and I will continue to do. And 2020 has changed the game. So now I'm using them more than ever. And if you need the right talent, you know, you're searching for talent. It can be time consuming, can be frustrating, expensive. It's difficult to keep up with all of this stuff. Fiverr's global network of on-demand freelance talent is here to help you. Whether you're launching your first business, scaling your current business, or you're in need of extra support to complete a project, or trying to digitally optimize your business,
It's easy. Customize your search by service, deadline, price, seller reviews, and more. No more guessing games. You'll know exactly what you're paying for upfront. No negotiating needed at all. The pricing is always project-based, not hourly. So you can see, you know, what you pay for is what you get. Freelancers have worked with some of the most influential brands in the world. You can find freelancers that are ready when you are. So here's how you're going to get 10% off your first order by using my code. Again, I love Fiverr. We've been using them for years. We just used them back in September for another project, and I will continue to use them. So here's what you need to do. Go to Fiverr.com, receive 10% off your first order by using my code Clayton. Again, go to Fiverr.com, code Clayton. Again, that's Fiverr.com, code Clayton. Thanks, Fiverr.
So how do you quit your job and live the life that you want? Well, first, before we get there, it's important to understand the U.S. tax code. And you must understand that the U.S. tax code is massive, right? It's a huge stack of paper, this big. But the first 12 pages of the tax code are written for you to send money to the government. That's the only thing, the first 12 pages of the tax code. And guess what? The rest of the tax code is written for them to work with you as in a series of incentives to partner with the government. You know, under the tax code, as a real estate investor, I get real estate depreciation. I get 20% deduction because of a pass-through entity. I get employer benefits. I get mileage. I get business deductions for my office, my home office, and internet, and all of those things. As a W-2 employee, you don't get any of that when you work for somebody else. You're paying the highest amount in taxes. You know, as Warren Buffett famously said, his secretary pays more in taxes than he does. And he's right. Because as a W-2 employee, the government doesn't value you in the way that they value Warren Buffett, who's creating hundreds of jobs. He's building businesses and companies. It's a sad fact. It's true. So let me give you my tennis court analogy. It might not be the best one, but it's the one I've got. I believe that there's a tennis court that's been built by the federal government, the U.S. tax code. It's over here. Now, you might not like it, but this is the tennis court that exists. You know, under the 2016 tax code passed by President Trump and, you know, voted on by Congress, you know, we saw 20% business tax. We saw a series of new deductions for real estate investors, business incentives for businesses to come back to the United States. Who was left out of that? The W-2 employee. There was nothing for them in that tax code. Very little in the form of a payroll tax deduction. That's about it. That is the tennis court that is built by the federal government. Which one will you play on? And then over here is another tennis court that you imagine in your brain, the sort of idealist version of what the government should do, equality. And that's great. If you want to run for Congress and fight for that and make changes to the tax code or call your congressman and tell them that you want certain changes, the inequities of the tax code, great. But the bottom line is this is the tennis court that exists. So which one will you play on? I plan to play on this one until things change, and then we adapt and change and move. So how do you leave your day job and start to create passive income? Well, the first step is honestly to figure out what your expenses look like every month. Now, we've got a free boot camp, an entire 90-day totally free boot camp that you can download and work on. It's, you know, like 25 pages. And it'll take you through step by step, totally free. We'll have a link below to our bootcamp, our Financial Freedom Bootcamp, that you can walk through. But you need to sit down and figure out what your monthly expenses look like. Because after all, we're going to replace those monthly expenses that you're able to cover now from your W-2 job. We're going to replace that with passive income. So we need to understand really clearly what that number looks like. Now, most people lie to themselves about how much money they spend every month. So what I want you to do is I want you to look at 6 months of your expenses. Take 6 months of your monthly expenses and forget the holidays. You know, don't do Christmas time because that throws everything off. I want you to look at, say, you know, February through the end of the summer. Every month, go through your statements. How much are you paying for Netflix? Maybe you're paying twice and you didn't even know it. How much are you paying for groceries, entertainment, gas, dinners out? I want you to look at all of those things. Put them all together. And be honest with yourself. Don't hide it. You're going to find a lot of expenses on there, software and services that you totally forgot about, that you had no idea that you were paying for. And then I want you to look at the average of what that looks like for 6 months. Is it $4,000 a month to run your family? Is it $2,000 a month? $7,000? Whatever that number is, that's your freedom number, folks. I want you to print that out. I want you to put that on your refrigerator, put that on your vision board, put that on your computer screen. I want you to tell your spouse, tell your partner, this is the number we're going after, okay? And they're going to see that number in the mirror when they wake up, on their computer screen in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. It's going to be everywhere. And that's the goal.
Are you like me? You need a reliable calendar to keep everything in order, or everything just falls apart? Well, that's where Woven comes in. It's the all-in-one calendar, perfect for busy people. It brings all of your calendars in one place and powers them up with awesome scheduling tools. So if you're like me, like I've got a Gmail, right? Then I've got my business Gmail. We've got a family Gmail calendar for the family. So we see when, you know, soccer practice and all that kind of stuff is. Well, Woven syncs all of your calendars in one place, including your Google, your G Suite, and your Microsoft 365 accounts, so you can see all of them all of the time, both personal and professional. It's fantastic. Woven builds scheduling links directly into your calendar, so you can use both one-off scheduling links and published scheduling links. You can even create group polls if you need to find the best time for several people's schedules. Like, hey, does Tuesday work for you? What about Thursday? And then you can decide based on the polling which one it'll be, and you schedule that meeting. It's great. You can quickly time block also your entire week using Woven's smart templates, so you can plan your perfect week. You know, from 10 to 11 a.m., that's when you're going to focus on your big tasks. From 1 to 2 every day, you're going to do email return. That's how you can set up your templates. Woven also has built-in analytics, so you can easily calculate when you will spend your time, so you can make time for what matters most. So you can try Woven Premium for free for 21 days at usewoven.com/investingRE. I'm going to read that URL again. Don't worry, it'll be in the show notes. You can click on it in the show notes if you need to. Use, like use something, right? usewoven.com/investingRE for real estate. usewoven.com/investingRE.
Now we want to begin to think about different ways that we're going to create revenue streams. Now, I have multiple revenue streams, not just real estate in the form of monthly cash flow coming in from my tenants in the form of passive income, but I've got businesses, I have ebooks, I've got a YouTube channel. So one thing doesn't have to be the answer here. We can cobble these things together in a diverse way. You might have three rental properties that produce $3,000, $4,000 a month in cash flow, right? We teach you how to do that right here on our channel. You could, you know, get financing in place from one of our lenders, work in that regard to have rental property with a small down payment that you're able to then have monthly cash flow. You might also start a business, a separate business that produces monthly cash flow. You might have a YouTube channel that creates monthly cash flow, an ebook. You might do some digital online sales. All I'm saying is we can put all of these things together and start to create monthly cash flow in the form of passive income that's going to cover that number. The problem is, though, that most people wait until they get fired or they lose their job before they take action. And God knows we saw this during the pandemic of 2020, right? So many people laid off, and boy, do they wish they had put something in place ahead of time instead of sitting there just kicking back watching Netflix every night. So I want you to take action now to start laying the foundation, getting a handle on your finances. Go through our boot camp totally free. I want you to remember something incredibly important, which is there are 168 hours in a week, okay? And even if you work for somebody else for 40 hours a week, 40 hours, and you sleep 8 hours a night, which no one does. America's chronically tired, right? So you're not sleeping 8 hours a night. Maybe you're a rare bird. That still leaves you with 72 hours of free time. Yeah, you're eating in there and doing some little other things, but you're working for 40 hours a week for somebody else. You're sleeping 8 hours a night. There's still 72 hours left over for you to build something special. So instead of sitting there every night on Netflix or doing something else, I want you to start thinking about how you can build passive income, how you can start investing in real estate, how you can take action in your life to create streams of income away from that 9-to-5 job. You can do it. So I want you to take action right now. I've actually put together a much deeper, longer video on a road to financial freedom right here for free on YouTube. I want you to watch it right now and take those additional steps. We'll have a link below in the description to that video or right here in this card. Go watch that video. We'll see you next time, everyone.